Schedule today at 4abc.com. ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Consider it done.
That feeling when things just fall into place? EasyCater.com gives you that for business catering. Find a reliable local restaurant and order online. EasyCater is there when you need them. Life's a little easier now because when you need food for work, you go to EasyCater.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Devil Dog. Squid. Zoomy. Coastie. Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
What a time to be a Cubs fan.
The Score's Danny Mac on the Cubs.
We are so in the sweet spot of the golden era of Cubs baseball.
Cubs win the ballgame.
I look forward to every broadcast. I'm not saying that because I work at the Cubs flagship. It is great to see what this organization has evolved to, and bring it on.
And this is where you hear Pat and Ron call every game. We are the official radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, select varieties of Tide laundry detergent, $1.99 with coupon and card. And buy one, get one 50% off select first aid products, like Band-Aid brand adhesive bandages and Neosporin. Get great deals on the essentials you need, right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Say Metro by T-Mobile. Got the best deal in wireless. And it's all for you. All for me. Just switch quickly. Because Metro has two lines for $80 and two Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones for free. Plus Amazon Prime included. That's the way wireless should be. Only at Metro.
Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
7-Eleven has more drinks than times you've been caught singing in your car and random lyrics stored in your brain combined. Choose from flavor-filled Slurpee and Big Gulp drinks, crisp coconut water, energizing cold brew and hot coffee, fresh organic cold-pressed juices, invigorating energy drinks, cooling Pure Leaf iced tea, refreshing Ice Mountain 100% natural still and sparkling spring water, plus many more, only at participating 7-Eleven stores.
This week in music history. 1958. This week in 1958, the first gold record album presented by the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, was awarded to the soundtrack Oklahoma. The honor signified the album had reached $1 million in sales. The first gold single issued by the RIAA was Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como in March of 1958. A gold single represented sales of 1 million records. Prior to this, gold records and singles were given by labels themselves to publicize achievements.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
We've passed a coach's challenge. It's a one-year experiment. It's fairly limited. There was discussions at the competition committee as to whether it should be more expansive. We're trying to balance a game of flow and not create too much stoppage with trying to get our calls right, of course. So this is a challenge that we've been experimenting with in the G League for the last several years, used last year, summer, in the Summer League, and are already using it in this year's Summer League. So we'll see how it goes.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. The great Tom Thayer, kind enough to sit in this morning, and he'll be back tomorrow. More fun tomorrow. But that is the news from Adam Silver. The NBA has voted to approve a coach's challenge starting next season. Teams can use one challenge per game, regardless of whether it's successful or not. It can be utilized to question a variety of instances, including a called personal foul on your own team, an out-of-bounds call, goaltending, basket interference. The challenge can be used at any point during the game. However, in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter or overtime, any out-of-bounds, goaltending, or basket interference call is automatically triggered for review. They are not challengeable. So you have to pretty much use your challenge before the last 2 minutes of the game. To challenge a play, a team has to call a timeout and call one after the play. Then the coach, he twirls his finger toward the referee to signal the challenge. So the finger twirl is about to become a thing, Tom. And it's fascinating. There's other news with the NBA, but I find this really interesting because most of the time, and certainly in the NFL, we see that there are challenges made based on a lot of research. And what's curious in the NFL is how some teams seem to be excellent at it and other teams don't seem particularly good when they make their challenges. There isn't a design necessary strategy. I think there's a lot of research, but we haven't seen any sort of strategy that carries over from team to team. It can be different depending on the coach.
I'm worried about the confusion of the first year that this is this year it's on a trial experience. But so there's 15 different elements that you have the ability to challenge.
Yeah.
When in the NFL, when you have something that you want to be challenged, you kind of enact like you're throwing the flag,
throwing the flag.
So, but you're not throwing the flag.
Don't twirl the finger.
So now, right, what happens if the guy's main assistant coach, his defensive coach, his offensive coach, another coach on the bench that's standing there with a really nice suit and tie on, he spins his finger, and that's what the referee sees out of the corner of his eye. See, so I think there. I think that could create some...
Well, you call a timeout and then twirl the finger. What if you, like, let's just say someone said something and the coach was like, whoop-de-doo, and then did the old pop in the turn of the finger.
Yeah, now, I want to know what constitutes a twirl.
There you go.
Right,
twirl. I would prefer if the coach actually had to twirl, like a young ballerina.
Pirouette.
Well, I mean, can't you just put like a yellow flag in your pocket and just give evidence?
Twirl the flag?
Have one person that gives one sign of evidence to the person that are looking at after they do call the timeout. So I think it's just going to create more confusion than it is going to solve the issues they're trying to solve.
I remember talking to Lovey one time about the challenge flag, and they didn't have a great record on it, and how they went about it. And his philosophy basically was any play that they thought was potentially game-turning, right? So if you fumble on the two-yard line, you challenge it. Even if you don't have visual evidence, if you don't know that it's going to be overturned, you challenge it in the hopes that it's overturned because it's going to be a big play in the game.
I don't agree with that. I think that's kind of naive to your approach because there could be, you know, that. So they always, you know, then they're going to come back with the same argument. Oh, that one play doesn't decide the game.
Yeah.
Well, if you get it wrong and then all of a sudden you're losing your challenges because of it. Nowadays, because they have a coach that's dedicated in the booth
right.
to seeing the replay and trying to make an educated decision on his part. So
it was more sophisticated than I'm letting on. But basically, you know, they do it. They had a coach overhead. If you had a big, like, kind of game-churning play, some kind of sudden turnover, some
right.
kind of sudden change, you would be like, what did you see? Well, it's hard to tell. Whatever. Okay, throw the flag.
Well, listen, then you know what you've got to do is you have to have a great relationship in your home stadium with the scoreboard operator.
Right.
You get that replay up as soon as you can to get the crowd reaction to it.
Right.
And if the crowd reaction is obvious and it's obvious to the 61,000 that are looking at it, maybe that will be more helpful to you than just trying to make a decision on because of the situation of the outcome of the play.
I think the problem, too, there are so many moments in a basketball game that can ultimately determine the outcome. A bad foul called on somebody earlier in a game, you're probably saving your flag at that point. You're probably saving it for the last 5 minutes, 10 minutes of the game. I just think that it's difficult to figure out when that moment is, and there's going to be a lot of experimentation with it.
So they say
I don't think it's going to help you.
All right, so now you got something that a guy goes up in goal tens, but it's off the backboard. Now the other team's in the midst of a fast break. And then you call a timeout, and then you want to do the twirl of the finger.
Yeah.
And then you go through the replay, and it's not goaltending.
Right.
It's just a good block because the guys.
Does it affect the break?
The
points on the break count? I think the game is so fast. Here's my thought, Tom, when I read this initially. My thought was we have technology now that is very capable of getting calls correct if they're made poorly. And there were some bad calls during the NBA finals, during the NBA playoffs. And so they know they have the technology. And because they have the technology, they want to use it. But they haven't really figured out how to use it yet. I don't like this.
Whatever the bad calls were, was Toronto going to get beat by Milwaukee? I don't think so. Because I know there was a couple games that were competitive at the end, but the games that Toronto went on to win, I don't think the calls, whatever we go back and look at them now, to whatever was a bad call was going to determine the outcome of the championship of the
right.
season. You know,
we have a texter who suggests that they twirl their middle finger, but then that would be confusing because you don't know if they're twirling or if they're just flipping off the official, which I imagine does happen. Certainly we've seen players flip off some fans. The other thing that Adam Silver said is, and he said it multiple times during his annual kind of news conference in the Vegas Summer League, he said the NBA, and here's the term, has work to do, kept saying work to do when it comes to free agency and the rules governing it. The problem the NBA has with free agency is, I think Damian Lillard said it very well. He said that visiting a team, talking to a team, going in and having a presentation means less than talking to a friend on
right.
the team.
Oh, I agree.
What you have going on in the NBA is you have players controlling the league
right.
and players determining, I'm going to come over here if you bring in him. And now we've got a super team. So you have ownership and you have general managers, and correctly so, reacting to what the players want. They're calling the shots on this. That doesn't happen really in any other sport. So it's going to be difficult to put that genie back in the bottle.
Right, I agree 100%. You know, and I know I said Milwaukee and Toronto. I meant Milwaukee and Golden State because, you know, you think of what happened to Golden State at the end and the whole situation with Kevin Durant and, you know, having the Achilles injury and then Klay Thompson blowing out his knee or hurting his knee and stuff. You know, it's God, how many guys have the opportunity to make a multimillion-dollar decision about their future with a, with an Achilles that's not going to work for a couple years?
Yeah.
And you got to tell me there's no conversation that took place beforehand and that decision was made after he blew out his Achilles? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that, and it's certainly difficult when you look at Kawhi Leonard. It's difficult to imagine that that he made a last second call to Paul George, and that just happened to happen overnight.
I would like to see proof.
I do. Yeah, I think that there is life on other planets. I just need the proof.
The extraterrestrial visits, whatever.
Yeah, I need proof of that. It'd be great to sit there and say there are little green men, but I need one to come in here. I need to talk to the guy. I need to figure out if he's real or if he's just some figment of my own imagination.
Because, well, they'll be in here for crosstalk momentarily.
The little green men? Yeah, Connor and Dan. Okay, I just think that you know, I wonder, and I can't personally envision a world, an NFL world, where players can put together super teams in the fashion in which the NBA can. And the reason being the amount of physical abuse the body takes, the injuries, how difficult it is to do that. I wonder if you can. If you can see a day when players run the league in the same fashion that we see the NBA players run the league.
There's too many positions. There's too many differences in what your position is, what your ability is, offense, defense. So you're not going to
have... Five-player game, two guys can get you close to a championship. You need three. That's always been the argument. You kind of need 2.5, depending on who the number one guy is.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the thing about it is you're not going to have convince a running back to come to his team because you're taking carries away. And then it's going to be difficult for, you know, a great offensive player to convince a defensive player on a terrible team to come over here to be a part of a terrible team.
Right.
That's not it. It's up to the scouting staff, and it's up to the general manager, and it's of the accumulation of profit out of your draft choices and then quality free agents. So I don't see the super team ability when you're looking in the NFL. In even when you look at the what is the closest thing to a super team in the NFL, and that's the New England Patriots, you got to have a quarterback that plays 20 seasons. You know, and you have to have a head coach that's at the helm for 20 seasons.
You got to have a super, you know, Belichick stands alone.
Right.
I mean, you got to have a guy that can take whatever he has and figure out a way to keep the program improving and moving forward. And, boy, it's incredible what that guy has done in his career.
Oh, amazing. You know what? And it's a perfect storm of Brady, Robert Kraft, and Belichick. Mm-hmm. In Belichick, you know, you think about when he got fired from Cleveland.
I know.
No one had any respect for him.
I know. It's crazy. 312-644-6767. You can call in and talk about these things with Connor and Dan. In fact, we encourage you to do it if they don't want you to. We'll bring them in next, and we'll get a chance to talk to them. We're looking forward to a little transition next. It's Mully and Haw with Tom Thayer on the Score.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein. Right now you're listening to Mully and Haw, but it's Bernstein and McKnight starting at 9. We will do transition with these guys, then we are going to react to last night's All-Star game.
We get a little football, too, with Mike Florio at 10 o'clock. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Billy here with the Diamond Air.
Oh, boy.
Great. Now what, Lauren?
We got a customer shopping us online.
Oh, well, now that's not a problem because the Diamond Air is online.
Well, Billy, is buying a diamond online really a good idea?
Well, yes and no. I mean, sure, you can buy a diamond online, but don't just go to the first big broker site you see expecting to get a good deal. Buy from a reputable dealer who knows what they are offering you. See, I own my diamonds. The big online sites, they don't.
And at the Diamond Air, we hand select every diamond at the best price we can find. A cost savings we always pass along to you. We even have estate diamonds for deep discounts.
And frankly, given our generous trade-in policy and guaranteed service, if our prices are better than the big online dealer, then why wouldn't you buy from the Diamond Heir?
Call or text 630-355-RING for more info.
Better yet, come live the ultimate Diamond Heir experience where you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Turn big jackpots into bigger jackpots at Rivers Casino. Hit a jackpot this July for your chance to win a share of $500,000.